Thank you and good afternoon. As wildfires in Lake and Napa counties continue to burn, Humboldt County agencies have sent a local task force of 5 engine companies to aid in containing those fires. 2 engine companies from Humboldt Bay Fire, along with 1 engine company each from the Arcata, Bryceland, and Fortuna Fire Departments, were sent in on Sunday to aid in the fires that have ripped through communities. In Middletown and Lake County, more than 100 homes were destroyed by wildfires, and 4 firefighters have been injured while containing those blazes. The fires have now grown to 61,000 acres and have caused 1 civilian fatality. Traffic on State Route 36 east of Bridgeville was impacted for 2 hours after a single vehicle collision occurred in that area Saturday afternoon. 32-year-old Jolene Hay of Bridgeville was headed eastbound on Highway 36 and allowed her vehicle to leave the roadway. The vehicle overturned on its roof, and a California Highway Patrol helicopter was called in to transport Hay to Mercy Medical Center for treatment of major injuries. Hay was found to be under the influence of alcohol, and she was placed under arrest for misdemeanor DUI. The California Highway Patrol also responded to a single vehicle collision that occurred northbound of Newton Drury Scenic Parkway Sunday night. 82-year-old Leland Smallwood of Crescent City was headed southbound on Highway 101 when his vehicle left the roadway. Smallwood's vehicle overturned before colliding into a tree, resulting in major injuries. Smallwood was flown to Mercy Medical Center in Reading for treatment, and the investigation into the crash continues. DUI is not considered as a contributing factor. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office held another swearing-in ceremony today, and along with the promotion, 8 new employees were sworn in. 3 community services officers, along with 2 correctional deputies, an animal controls officer, a property technician, and an extra help sheriff's deputy were sworn in as a result of Measure Z funding. Sheriff Mike Downey also announced the promotion of now former Sergeant Ernest Stewart to the rank of lieutenant. The Humboldt County Fair ended in August, and new numbers released by the president of the fair's board of directors, David Mone, indicate that the fair experienced increased success. Preliminary counts show that general attendance was up 17%, and admissions and concessions all increased as well. Sponsorship totals increased over 20% from the year prior, and funds from the annual junior livestock auction went up 13%, with the event raising nearly $495,000. Mone called the results a great success, and in a statement, he thanked the many individuals who volunteered and helped behind the scenes for contributing to the fair. Humboldt State University has suspended the Chi Phi fraternity as the school investigates possible violations of the student code of conduct. The suspension comes following a video that was shown to potential new members at a recruiting event. The video contained alcohol use and actions that fall under hazing, which is prohibited by university policy. The fraternity could face expulsion from campus, and the school says individual members may face discipline as well. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for our community news. Here's Dan Squire.
It can be difficult to get elected leaders from opposing political parties to agree on a course of action that is done in the best interest of everyone. But there is one issue that has united lawmakers across the western states: the management of forest lands and the impacts those forest lands have on local economies. For decades, the federal government paid counties across the western states payments in lieu of taxes for federal forest lands located in the county's jurisdiction. The payments were an effort to make up for the loss of tax revenue generated from logging and property values on those forest lands. That meant hundreds of thousands of dollars each year for Curry, Josephine, Del Norte, Humboldt, and Trinity counties. But over the course of the last 4.5 years, those payments have been suspended. Oregon Congressman Peter DeFazio, along with Congressman Jared Huffman in California, are leading the charge in Washington, D.C. to get the PILT payments renewed. County governments like Humboldt, Del Norte, and Trinity are banding together to lobby federal agencies and lawmakers as well. PILT payments are a small part of local budgets, but they do play a role in the economic health of our communities.
Thank you, Dan. The sheriff's office is searching for a male suspect who committed armed robbery at the Chevron station located on Main Street in Trinidad Saturday afternoon. The suspect entered the store, brandished a knife, and demanded money from the clerk. He then fled the scene on foot. Deputies responded to the scene to search the area, but were unable to locate the suspect. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.